Show. For the music, you gotta go. Gonna connect the dots. Hey, connect the dots. It's like a placemat game in a diner. Did you ever eat in a diner and they have the placemats out there and they have all the dots and it says connect the dots. And if you connect all the dots correctly, there'll be a picture, an outline of a picture. Hey, that's where I learned to connect the dots. And then I wrote a book, Connect the Dots Theory. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to connect some dots here right away. I have not been exposed to so many stupid people in my life as in the last week. hey, it's the Call-In Radio Show. Call in and tell me if you've been exposed to a lot of stupid people. You know, I mean, I should say ignorant, you know. Ignorant is on the verge of stupidity, but it's really annoying to have to deal with ignorant people. You know, you say hi, hello to them. They look at you like you said something bad to them, you know? That's ignorance and stupidity, and it's annoying too. Well, so much for that. There was some real interesting, important warning information that I ran across on Twitter. I mean, I talk about the 5G. If you listen to my show before, 5G broadcast frequencies are dangerous. They're cancer-causing. It's been proved scientifically. And when they set the system up, we're all going to be in jeopardy. But let me tell you how devious it's getting. Somebody had a six-minute video, YouTube video posted from a guy over in England or Great Britain or United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. You know the place I'm talking about. London. So anyhow, he was demonstrating what their LED sensors in streetlights look like. And in his local town, they finally got the townspeople to remove all the larger ones, because if they're a couple inches larger, what they found inside of them is the 5G microwave broadcasters. They're trying to be real slick and deceive the public. You think it's a street light out there in front of your house? It's really a 5G broadcaster, which is broadcasting things as I picked up from a Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, video out there on YouTube. I think it's the 1 hour and 6 minute one, where he's talking about 92,000 pulsations per second going through your body. And it's going to be going on 24/7 in the towns they turn this on. They're not going to turn it on in every town right away. They're going to do them one by one. And this six-minute video shows you what the how they can hide the thing in a street light, and how the voltage jumps up from 10 volts that it takes to light up in a street light with an LED contraption, versus the 450 volts needed to broadcast the microwave frequencies that are going to send pulsations through your body, 92,000 pulsations per second. Human bodies aren't designed to handle that. No wonder why people are going to get cancer right away. And the ones with the weak systems are going to be dying, you know, real soon, real fast, and people are going to be getting cancer real soon and real fast. In fact, over in England, they've discovered that towns where they set this up People are getting sick within days. Well, it's happening here in the U.S. too. If you looked at your telephone poles, if you're living in suburbia or the big city or whatever, even down some of the country farm roads, they got the big transformers on the top of the poles. Some towns they had to put up whole new telephone poles to hold all these damn transformers. I mean, they're as big as a garbage can, and some telephone poles have three of them on, others have two. And these are the transformers to boost up the voltage to around 450 volts. They're not up there for nothing. We never had them before. They've only been put up, and why? Because they plan on putting the little broadcasters in America using square rectangles, silver ones. You're driving along the highway, look up at the traffic lights you're going through. They're starting to show up on the traffic lights now. They want to make sure they're cooking you, microwaving you to death while you're driving also. You know, and of course, while you're driving, you need the faster 5G. Oh, absolutely. That's what they're going to tell you. I mean, there isn't, if you're driving, you're not even supposed to be using your cell phone or anything. So why are they putting these receivers out there for people driving, huh? Well, it's not there to give you the fast info. It's really there to cook you, to microwave you, to make you sick, to get cancer. So anyhow, look for it's a six-minute video out there on YouTube. I should have wrote it down. Maybe next week I'll give everybody the number. But this is how sneaky they are about it, and this is what they're doing over in Great Britain, England, the United Kingdom. And they're not being sneaky about it here in the U.S. It's right in your face, just like with the chemtrails, right in your face. Like, what are you going to do about it? And that's the rotten attitude that the dirty so-and-sos behind this, the New World Order people, they want to annihilate 95% of the population. Hey, CIFO has been around for a long time, but you better start taking it seriously. And if you drive, start looking up on the traffic signals across the road, and you'll start seeing these little rectangles appearing. Well, those are 5G broadcasters. When a telecommunication company decides your town's ready for 5G, there's not going to be any public announcement. They're just going to turn it on because the real purpose is to make you sick, overexpose you to microwave radiations. And if you see these things on the telephone poles in front of your house, I know you see the garbage cans up there, the big transformers. You know, police departments don't even know what this is about. They know the telecommunication companies put the transformers up, but they don't know there's a little additional attachment that's coming that a team of telecommunication workers, installers, they can do your whole town in one night. And the next morning, everybody's going to be being microwaved severely. Not good for your health, but you better start squawking, you know, because government is doing nothing. And it's going to take a lot of squawking to stop this because the laws are in place where the real problem has to be solved at the federal level. And we know how, in America here, we know how laid-back do-nothing our federal government is. They only lift a finger answer a phone call if there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars involved. And unless you got big money to bribe these people, they don't care. At the same time, they are stupid. They don't know that they're going to be victimized by this system too. They somehow think they're immune, you know. Or they're really ignorant, you know. The people in government are really ignorant. What can I tell you, you know? When the whole electoral vote thing started, you know, this is an educational show. When the government was set up, U.S. government, they set up the republic. You know, this is a republic. Just remind everybody, it's not a democracy. Those are lying politicians, lying school teachers, lying public education system, lying fake news journalists. It's not a democracy. You're living in a republic. It's called the Constitutional Republic. So when the founding founders set up the republic, known as the United States of America, they're thinking, and they might have been correct at the time, that in order to elect a president, we would have to have an electoral vote system by which the vote tally of the voters would not necessarily elect the president, because they believed there was too many stupid people out there. And the back in 1776, the people engaged in writing the Constitution and setting up the republic that we call the United States of America, they were a lot smarter than the average person. So we can understand how they would come up with this thing, because they thought, well, too many stupid people could elect the wrong person. Well, here we are in 2019, and the whole situation is the exact opposite. The people in the government are the big dummies. The general population knows 10 times more than the people in government. And that's one reason we don't need an electoral vote system now. Because the electoral voters are nothing but rubber stamp pawns. and they don't have any more wisdom than a frog croaking on a log. In fact, I think frogs have more wisdom. that would be a good debate for the next Democratic debate. Senator, do you think a frog has more wisdom than you? Croak, croak. Anyhow.
Hey. If you had something important to say, call into this radio station, but you better be an intelligent person, because I don't tolerate ignorant people. If you ever call up this show and start talking something stupid, boy, are you going to be in for a tongue lashing. But I do appreciate when intelligent people call up, and, you know, even if you have a funny joke, that's okay too, you know. I have to say, everybody who's ever called into my show was intelligent, you know? And they knew about things, and they were helping to educate the public, because that's what this is, an educational show. It can be a fun show, too. I tell jokes once in a while. That's one thing that still hasn't happened yet. Somebody needs to call up and tell a joke, for God's sake. I mean, yeah, for God's sake, I believe in God likes to hear a few jokes, you know what I mean? And there are plenty of jokes. You know, I pay attention to multi-dimensional information, and I've had some interactions with multi-dimensional creatures, we could say, or they're probably humanoid ones, but humor does exist. First, I read about it in books, that humor does exist in the higher realms, the more evolved spiritual societies. I had some, shared some joke time with, one of our more enlightened galactic brothers or sisters. It's pretty hard to tell sometimes when they're telepathic, whether they're male or female. I had a feeling this was a male though. But anyhow, it's irregardless if you're funny, and you're funny. And they know how to engage in humor, believe me. I've seen it, and I've felt it, and I've participated in it. And so I know there is humor in the afterlife, we could call it, or the higher dimensions. In fact, we are in a very unique point in time right now. Supposedly, the Pleiadians set up another timeline at the beginning of last year, I think it was, January 2018, and it's gradually building up steam like a snowball rolling down the hill, and the Earth is existing in their traditional 3D physical reality, and it's also existing and the new 5D. We the people, very few of us are in the fifth dimension, spiritually or physically, but we need to get there. And luckily, there only needs to be a certain number of enlightened souls on planet Earth to bring the rest of us into it. But at the same time, there's this other thing happening in the event where we all need to participate in the collective consciousness or collective spirituality of the human race. We need to project more love. And along with love, we need to show each other a little more understanding, too. Because there's too many people out there that have a lack of understanding of what other people are talking about. And the first one to call an intelligent, make fun of an intelligent person is an idiot. And it happens all the time. And these are the kind of idiots I have had to deal with in the last week. People that couldn't comprehend what I was saying, and yet they had the audacity to try to say, like, I was the one talking stupid. What can I say? You know, it's a situation we run into here on planet Earth all the time. And just have to move on from that. I wish the chemtrails would move on and never come back. There's, you know, chemtrails still in your face. And yet, I'd say over 90% of the population doesn't know about it. They're still brain dead. They never look up and question what's going on, you know? I mean, planes never used to leave trails that just hang in the sky all day. And, you know, I mean, if you're 10 years old, what do you know? You don't know anything better because the chemtrails have been around for probably about 10 years now, at least. Maybe longer. And they're just getting more and more, and they just continue with them. They're poisoning, spraying poison into the air. It's insanity. Why isn't anybody in government speaking out about it? Why isn't anybody in the news media speaking out about it? Are all the journalists fake? Are all the journalists on the bribe? You know? Are all the journalists brain dead? Are all the journalists chicken? What is going on? You know, nobody is talking about this. Same thing with the 5G, you know. The only place people talk about this is on the internet. You know, there's a few of us that want to warn everybody what's going down, what's happening, and pretty much we're preaching to the choir. How many new recruits joined the fight against chemtrails and the 5G insanity? I don't know, one a day? Well, at that rate, it'll be a long time before we all wake up. And this stuff is killing us. In the meantime, it's killing the Earth, you know? There's some pictures with the hurricane that just hit New Orleans. This tree was toppled over. The guy says, look at the big roots. But if you took a close look, tree didn't have any roots. It had what used to be big roots, and it was like nothing holding it together. It was just sitting there with gravity holding in place, and the wind comes along and knock over real fast. And if you take notice that trees have been knocked over lately, you wonder, giant trees, how can they possibly exist with such a small root system? And of course, the root systems are being destroyed by the chemtrails. The toxic aluminum stuff seeps into the ground and clogs the pores of the roots of the trees, and eventually the trees get knocked over. They don't have roots to hold them in place. Oh, hey, somebody came up with a good idea on Twitter the other day, talking about using our positive attitude and projecting good things to pray that the storm, the hurricane that's just hit Louisiana and is going to head straight up into the center of the United States, to pray about it and ask for help and protection for the people, that no one, person or animals get harmed or killed. I'm sure there's going to be some property damage, I guess, but if we had enough collective consciousness in the human race, we probably could will it to turn around and go the other way. In fact, that would be our best remedy to deal with these weather manipulators, because at this point in time, the weather around the whole world is being manipulated by those who have the tools to do it. And they're playing God with our lives, and we don't like that, you know. And they think it's a big joke, you know. They probably send the weather, the bad weather to the people they don't like. That's how mind-controlled people work, you know. Hey, and how are my people mind-controlled? Well, like, come on. They can do it scientifically with machines now. But there's also demonic spirit beings. Yes, bad spirits do exist. And they simply take advantage of the fact that all humans can receive telepathic communication. I know they didn't tell you that in school. They tell you that, oh, that's something special only a few people have. But let me tell you the truth here today. Everybody has telepathic abilities. You've been lied to since birth that this is some kind of special thing only a few people have. The special thing the few people have is they allow spirits or higher evolved beings to speak through them. They channel them. Those are special abilities. Not everybody has that ability. Not everybody wants to do that. I don't want anybody speaking through me, believe me. I'm too positive and a person, and I'm too in control of myself. But some people are willing to do that. They're playing their part, and they're participating in a dual sharing of minds or something like that, and they channel information from sources, invisible sources. Of course, the old problem is, well, who's channeling the truth and who isn't? And there have been books out there that have warned people for ages, certainly for decades, about channeling information. Do you really know who you're channeling the information from? Because it's been mentioned in many books, and when you think about it, demonic beings, anti-God beings, whatever you want to call them, the dark side, spirit beings, the demons, it doesn't matter what we call them. We know they're there, and they're not serving the good of the universe. They're serving themselves, and they like to control and manipulate and be mischievous, throw the monkey wrench in. And they go around. You know, the thing called the Luciferian Rebellion came here 200,000 years ago. Yeah. There's documented information on that. You go searching for it, you'll find it. And with that, planet Earth joined the demonic beings. Yeah, yeah. The spirit representatives of this world joined with the Luciferian Rebellion. And it's been hell ever since. Yes, it has. But of course, it was bad guys manipulating mankind. Before that, the Anunnaki and probably some others too. But anyhow, once the spirit, invisible spirit beings, came to Earth with the Luciferian Rebellion, they ended up getting stranded here. So they're stuck with nothing else to do but manipulate people's minds. And, like the classic cartoon where the little devil pops up on your shoulder and says, yeah, go stick the pitchfork in that son of a bitch over there. And then the angel pops up on the other side and tells you, no, don't do that. Well, that's telecommunication. You know, that's a cartoon representing telecommunication. Everybody is telepathic. And that's how they simply do it. They put ideas in your head. And if you don't realize that you have the ability to hear telepathic thoughts, you're liable to be tricked into thinking it's your own thoughts. And these devious, tricking beings, they also pretend to be famous people in the past. You know, like some of them pretend to be Jesus. Some of them pretend to be Moses, you know. And you know these games are going on because a lot of people that go through these past life regressions to the con artists you know, just charge them money, and then they tell them, oh yeah, you were Julius Caesar in your past life. And the other, and they tell some woman, yeah, you were Cleopatra. And these same characters, everybody was the same character, to the point of like, come on, we all couldn't have been Julius Caesar. We all couldn't have been Alexander the Great. We all couldn't have been Napoleon. We all couldn't have been Cleopatra. So why do you keep, you know, con artist spirits are doing this, you know? And people fall for this because they all like to hear nice, wonderful things, you know, about, oh, yeah, I was somebody great in my past life. I'm a loser now, but I was great. And people that have not had productive lives or are happy, don't fall for that stuff, you know? And there's information out there. There's a lot of contradictory information that if you were someone in your past life, chances are it wasn't on this world, because I've come across the information where the rules of play are, you know, if you lived a past life, supposedly we all had, as a human being, it wasn't on this world, it was some other human world, because they don't want people coming back to the same world over and over again, you know. You know, we get thrown off too with the science fiction movies all the time, you know, the people that have been living for hundreds, thousands of years, like vampires, sucking the blood of the young. It keeps them alive, and they sleep in a coffin at night so the sun doesn't disintegrate them. And they can stay alive like that forever. Yeah, we've all heard those stories, but you know, we've all heard stories about people being resurrected from the grave, and they went on and lived another life, and you know, and they did it again and again and again, and or they take over somebody's body. You know, some of these things, concepts are true to an extent, but the info I believe in, I picked up on, is that no, you don't get back and get a chance to go back to the same planet. If you're going to live another life as a human, it's going to be somewhere else. There are rules of play that get monitored and enforced. And these are things you should be conscious of. And make sure you're not conned by charlatans or fake astrology people. I mean, there's some reality to astrology, but most of it talked about is kind of, you know, it's made up as they go, and people find out they can make money telling somebody things they like to hear, and you got charts and stuff like that. But definitely there has to be some kind of reality, because planets do have forces, planets do have vibrations pulsating off them, and combinations can send energy waves and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, a lot of it is probably a big hoax. The tarot cards, I don't know. Is there any truth to them, or is that a big hoax somebody thought up, you know? I mean, these are things that are hard to prove one way or the other, but you know, every newspaper kind of like, there still are a few newspapers out there, usually they're free now, they have a horoscope section, and I'm like anybody else, I go to my section, and sometimes there's good advice there, depending on who the newspaper hired to put out the advice. But then if you look through all of them, they actually all could apply to you. And what I always tell people, hey, you know, okay, you're born under a certain sign and stuff, but you're walking around in the world, like I'm in Manhattan walking around, there's several million people in Manhattan alone, you know? So I'm walking by thousands and thousands of people, I'm talking to hundreds of people, and you get influenced by people of other signs. So that kind of homogenizes the situation to some extent. And then when you become a real positive person, really in control of your thoughts, it doesn't matter what sign you're in. It doesn't matter what the planets are, because you can take control of the situation by your own willpower and your own positive projections, because the universe is very responsive to your thoughts. That's right, thoughts. You don't even have to speak it. You just have to think it and put the picture out there of what you want and desire, and you'll get the universe response to that. It's set up to work like that. That's why you should always talk about what you want to accomplish and not what you don't want to accomplish. positive thinking is a very important thing. In fact, the show before me, they were talking a little about that, about you're creating your reality with your own thinking. And I believe that's true to some extent. And then some of it, you're not even aware you're doing it, but you're doing it because the universe is that responsive. And then we have the overseers. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell people, go out and buy it, because you'll learn something. I don't care how smart you are, you'll learn a few things out of my book, because there's 100 lessons in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Only 100 pages of text, 50 to 75 photos with explanations, and a few other diagrams and stuff. But there's probably 100 lessons, at least, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You think you know it all? I guarantee you read my book, you'll learn a few things. And what did I write the book for? To educate the people of many things that they have never been told or never seen. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's not bragging, it's telling the truth. I have pictures in my book of things that go bump in the night or whatever you want to call it that nobody else has. The most unusual spacecraft hovering up there in the sky. Most unusual looking. No one else has ever put up pictures that show these type of craft. And that ought to be enough alone to interest, if you're a listener, to interest you, go out and get a copy. Download it, put it on your notepad, or go to the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and they don't have stock ordering. I tell people to get the book, because when you want to study the pictures and flip back and forth, because I got so many pictures of the sky and what's going on at night, you can do that much better with a book in your hand. Sure, it costs more money, but for you people that are on a low budget, I think it's in, you can buy it through Walmart even now, on get a download for, I don't know, $4.72 a month. It's nothing, a drop in the bucket. Buy yourself one less drink at the bar or something like that. It's knowledge. And that's why I put the book out there, to educate the average person who has been listening to fake news, got a high school diploma, or even it might be in college still, and still knows nothing about the multidimensional universe, knowing about the intricacies of things work, knowing that their lives are being paid attention to by overseeing beings that interact with them and telepathically communicate to them now and then, arrange things for them. It happens every day. It happens more to people like me that interact with the universe and are positive and have an intention of what they want to do and accomplish. Happens much more to people like me. But it'll happen to you, even if you're not connecting too much. The universe is responsive. You just haven't been told about that, because we're living on a slave planet. It's funny in a way, because we don't even think of it that, especially if we're living in the USA here. But, yeah, we are in financial enslavement now, all of us, by the world controllers, the bankers, you know, the New World Order. And, of course, they think they know what's best for us. Of course, they don't. But this is the situation we're in. And they're obsessed with control and power, and they just want to take away all our rights, and they're going in the way. Plus, they want to kill us. Right, New World Order wants to kill you. That's right. And me, and all of us. They only want the bankers to survive. Yeah, we got the taxpayers' money being wasted in underground cities built for the elite only. And they build a couple more every day or something like that. Nuclear-powered tunnels, tunneling machines, and like things out of science fiction movies. I hear they got the maglev train set up, whole network under the U.S., only for the elite, though. And, of course, they got the teleportation devices where an investor, you know, he'd step in a box in New York and pop out of the box in California all in one piece and, hey, 5 seconds or something like that, or certainly a short amount of time. And then for you adventurous people, if you're connected with the world control people, you have access to the time travel machines. That's it. you know, it's almost like a cartoon. Yeah. Once, you know, the technology has been perfected, and it has, you basically punch in the year or pick the dial and turn the year to the year you want to go, the date as close as you can get, the hour, and you can go there. And pop up on you what you set your coordinates and time for. And time is on the outside of the sphere. It's an illusion. It's a convenience we've created, you know, for practicality. But there is no such thing as time. I mean, sure, there's a revolution of the Earth traveling around the sun, and we call that 1 year for convenience sake and keeping records and blah, blah, blah. And we've all agreed to things like that. But there is no real time. Things go on forever and ever and ever. Suns go on forever until they burn out. Planets go on forever until they get pulled into their sun or they explode for some unknown reason. And you, the individual, will go on forever unless you become such a bad entity that the supreme authorities of the higher realms decide that you have to be totally annihilated because you're just so anti-God, anti-cooperative, anti-good, you know, that there's no rehabilitation for you, and you have no desire to change. Well, those kind of people get annihilated eventually, totally. And as the saying goes, not only do you get annihilated, every thought from every person's mind that ever met you is erased. Every mention of your name in books or anything you ever did is all obliterated as if you never even existed. You know, that's what Twitter's doing to people now. You know, they get and seriously, they're trying to play God. In fact, they are playing God, Twitter. you know, you're following people and all of a sudden somebody's not there anymore. You go looking for them, you can't find them. You even go looking to your old tweets that you tweeted to them, and your old tweets to them are gone as if they never even existed. Well, isn't that cute? Well, you know, that's what happens when you, the common people, don't participate in having control of the society you live in. We've, you know, become too lax and too trusty of the politicians, and they've sold us all out. And so, the people who control government are just taking away your rights, playing God with your life, and not only desiring to kill you, they're taking steps to get rid of you. Unless you swear allegiance to being obedient worker slave. That's it. You have to sign their dotted line with blood, or they will eventually get rid of you. That's where they're headed. Well, like I say, thank God for this thing coming called the Avenger. The Galactic Federation of Light has been telling us for the last year or so, I don't know when it started, but they've been telling us for a while now, this thing called the event is happening. It's when the pulse of light from the great central sun in the center of the universe, our universe, because there's other universes too, but we only need to be concerned about our universe. We have a great central sun, all the galaxies, all the planets are in a constant circular motion around this via the wheels of energy, the mother wheels, they call them, around the great central sun. And a pulse of light has already, we have testimony that it has already left, and eventually it will get here and whoosh to all of us on planet Earth. And then eventually the monitoring, the Galactic Federation participants that are monitoring the situation on Earth here, because we're, this is a major event, a planetary ascension they're trying to pull off here, with the, where not only the Earth goes into the fifth dimension, and the Earth is going into the fifth dimension. That's a done deal already. It just doesn't happen in 5 seconds. It's a process over a number of years. But it's in the plan that we're to go with it, the whole human race, at least the ones that are willing to live by the light, to be good, loving, caring human beings, to reject war and reject evil and reject serving the false gods. So I think most of us can do that. And we only need a small group. I heard the number was 144,000. There's that magic number that we've already achieved that. And so we're on our way. But at the same time, this thing, the event, is being held up because not enough people are putting enough low vibrations out there. They should be, you know? What can I say? Rejecting love will gather love, and it adds to the collective love of the human race. We have to really stop all the wars, stop the violence, stop the hating, stop the anger, stop the held grudges, stop looking for reasons to argue with people, stop looking for reasons to cause trouble. Stop looking for reasons to get violent, you know, and just think about good things, you know, and then the event will happen sooner, and all the goodies will be given to us then. I hope they're not lying to us. I hope they're telling the truth, that we're all going to get replicator machines, just like in Star Trek. And we're all going to have access to the tachyon chambers, where you just lay on a bed underneath a framed pyramid with a big crystal on top. And the pyramid draws in the tachyon particles from the universe, and as they come down through the pyramid frame, into your, through your body, they're rearranging everything, stabilizing things, putting things in proper balance without actually interacting with your molecules. Amazing stuff, tachyon particles. I called up one of the places, there's one in Virginia. But you look it up on the internet, there's places, There's only a few places around the world that have them where you have to pay money to rent time in them. Unless you're wealthy, I hear you can buy one for $25,000. To put out something like that when you, it's not like you can go down to Walmart and buy it and actually take it home with you. No. You have to, put down $12,500, wire the money or whatever, PayPal the money to some people in Europe. They build it there. You got to pay for the shipping costs. And how do you know it's not going to get hijacked on the way? I mean, there's too many ifs. But anyhow, when the Galactic Federation of Light finally lands, that's why we want the event to happen soon. They're going to give us all access to these chambers to improve everybody's health. And we need that because allopathic medicine or pharmaceutical medicine, whatever you want to call it, is not healthcare. You know, it's so funny, all these phony politicians out there talking about healthcare. What's the point of it? It's not going to really improve your health. What do? They give you rotten food, rotten water, pulsate you with dangerous microwaves, and then your body starts falling apart. You go to the hospital, go to the doctor, say, cut out the bad parts. They kill you further with the chemotherapy, and then they try to tell you you're okay. Meanwhile, you go back out once you leave, assuming you survived all that, and you're exposed again to the dangerous microwaves, the excess cell phone energies, the bad water, the poison air, the poison GMO food, and all your problems you had are going to come back again. And then they go back to you, you go back to them, and they do the same thing again. They kill you a little further with the chemotherapy and the all the other stupid ideas they have. It has nothing to do with real health care. And this is what you're paying health care insurance for. Bag of garbage. You know, it's a con game. I just wish these galactic, our galactic brothers and sisters, the friends, the Pleiadians, they land soon and provide us with the real stuff. As close as we can have the real stuff now, probably, for practical everyday purposes, marijuana, you know, the THC oil from the plant cures cancer. Plus, just, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Back in 1912, they discovered selenium will cure cancer. And there's other things. People have cured cancer with megadose vitamin C. You know? But if you need some intelligence to do megadose vitamin C. And, you know, you got to know what you're doing. You're taking a lot of vitamin C. Yeah, in fact, selenium proven it back in 1912 to kill cancer, and then they re-proved it again in 1996. Well, why? You know, why isn't that part of your healthcare plan? We know why. It's all a sham. Hey, warning, smart meters make you stupid. They make you unhealthy too. I tell people all the time, if you got a smart meter on your house, get rid of it. Or move. Huh. Hey, this is the call-in show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Anybody listening out there? Hey, call in. All you need is a phone and the ability to punch in the keys. Or, hey, you might have a voice command phone. You can tell your phone, hey, 888-627-6008. Call in and enlighten us with your wisdom. Hey, if there's any Bigfoot out there listening, to a cell phone, hey, call in. Don't forget to click on your universal translator so we'll understand what you're saying. Sure, I'm sure you have your own language, but that, that'd be great. I'd have to go and sell at Walmart tomorrow. Universal translators. Good for Bigfoot, good for extraterrestrials, good for, the mumbler down the street. Good for foreigners that don't speak a word of English. The universal translator is now at Walmart. Just like on Star Trek. 1999. Or, if you buy now, get two for 1999. All right, that would be a popular item. Definitely. Gee. It's ticking away, as they say. You know? In another minute or two, it might be too late to call in. But you never know. Hey, and I'll get one more call at any Bigfoot listeners there. Call in. Perhaps you can telepathically call in through the phone system. May be possible. You know? Hey, anything's possible, like they say. But, probably, you know, hitting the keypad is probably the best way to call in if you got something to say. I guess if you don't have anything to say, I guess you should call in. I'll just cover for you. What can I say except there's too much gray? You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you watch the commercials on TV, yeah, the YouTube, mainstream media, occasionally I watch it for different reasons. The commercials are unbelievably loaded with gray. The people are wearing gray clothes, the people are driving gray cars, the people are drinking drip gray colored water. The people have gray hair. And all I gotta say is this proves that the extraterrestrials are really running the show behind. They're using their telepathic abilities to get the commercial makers to put a lot of gray in the commercial, whenever the commercials are down. Because you see, especially those little grays, the 3 foot grays that ride around in small snake spacecraft do the cattle mutilation. Especially those grays, they love seeing gray on the TV. That's their favorite color because, you know. Yeah, well, what's this I hear? Hey, are you one of those Bigfoot that has a phone? I heard some of them have phones now, you know. Tourists are going out to meet the Bigfoot at those places like the Yosemite Ranch or sometime. Some of those tourists out at the Yosemite Ranch, when they're trying to communicate with the Bigfoot, they get scared. They drop their phones. The Bigfoot pick them up. I think they're learning how to use them.
Right. They are. They are. The new Galaxy 8 Plus Plus.
How about the new Bigfoot? Bigger than the rest. Hey, do you know there's a Bigfoot store coming to a strip mall near you? Owned and operated by Bigfooters only. They sell items, I hear, like Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot, right? You mean toys made by the Bigfoot line?
Yeah. Sports equipment too, like Bigfoot balls. Picture of the hairy creature on it. You know, the soccer balls have.
I saw a movie where a Bigfoot liked a human woman, and he just was so, you know, evil, like a kind of a guy sort of a way, like a human being would, being very infatuated by a female. It was just so bizarre to watch.
You know, Bigfoots are just like all the monsters in the movies. They all like the girls, you know? Mm-hmm. They started with King Kong, I think, right? You know?
But aren't like trolls?
A big hairy thing and pick himself up a woman.
But
literally.
But isn't there like a fantasy where troll women are beautiful? Like the troll's really ugly, but the troll women are really beautiful?
Oh, yeah. No matter what sinister creature it is, the woman will always look nice.
So maybe Bigfoot or an ogre. Maybe it's the ogre. I'm not sure which has a beautiful woman in lore, but maybe Bigfoot does.
Yeah, right.
Right?
But women could be attractive, or they know how to shift into looking attractive. You know, they feel that they want to give birth to some kind of half breed human Bigfooter. They shapeshift into a beautiful woman, and the guy goes has sex with the shapeshift Bigfoot woman, thinking he's with this hot chick, and then she goes out and gives birth to a half Bigfoot, half human. They can almost pass for a human, you know? You ever see those men walking around, they got all hair on their back?
Yeah, I was a wrestler.
There's a few of them out there. You go to all of a sudden, this guy walks by with his, he's got like a fur coat on his back.
Mm-hmm.
He could be one of those half-breed Bigfooters.
Could be a part of it. It could be a part of the human genetic structure.
Well, it will be in the future, no doubt.
Maybe we all got a little Bigfoot in us.
Hey, what about the people that have the size 23 sneaker taste? Some of those basketball players, they might have Bigfoot genes in them. Literally. That's what they would probably sell at Bigfoot stores. They'd sell Bigfoot sneakers, Bigfoot sunglasses, Bigfoot beach towels.
Right. That'd be a good idea.
Bigfoot umbrellas with a hairy, hairy looking umbrella. And a Bigfoot cell phone with the fur around the edge.
Well, know this, my friend. I just wanted to say hi before you ended the show and tell you we love you at BBS Radio, my friend. You're cool.
All right, yeah, I guess we're coming to the end of the show, pretty close. You know, for a second there, I thought you were a Bigfoot with a phone, but now you're talking too human, you know. If you were a real Bigfoot, I'd hear a few weird sounds, the sounds they make. I'm not sure what they make, but I hear they do howls or something like that, or they bang on trees. That could be a hit Bigfoot record, bang on the tree, you know, rhythm section. Okay, listeners, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And before I go, I just want to remind everybody to go to YouTube and watch my entertaining rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy. So go to YouTube.com, go to the cartoon or the rectangle at the top where you can enter the name, Subway Fantasy. You have to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy. It's a 29-minute rock and roll documentary, part sci-fi movie. You will be entertained. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown, and then we're going to play my lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, that's the first question I'll have if I ever meet a Bigfoot. I'll say, hey, are you the party in kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. Countdown time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Was here and took my stand without fear and made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.